Welcome to the Fantasy Football Wire Podcast with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Wire Podcast. June 4th. We're into June. June is a good month because we start to get some actual information about what's going on in training camps, OTs. We get to see what's going on and we get to get excited. And we get to say, this guy dropped a pass in camp. Sucks. Don't draft him. You know, we get to overreact. That's really what June's about. June is about getting to overreact to fantasy football news. Breaking news, D'Ernest Johnson agrees to a one-year deal. Do not draft Nick Chubb. That's what I'm talking about. And of course, I'm joking there. But there are a few players that I really want to discuss in this podcast. We'll go over a little bit of news just to start things off because I feel like a lot of people aren't getting all their NFL news that they need despite being saturated in football, TikTok, and whatnot. But James Robinson has resumed jogging on the field as of June 3rd, 8:02 a.m. He's resumed running as part of his rehab process Friday. His representation, Steinberg Sports, reports. Good news for James Robinson. Unfortunately, I'm still not interested in him fantasy football-wise due to the incredibly long list of players not being able to return to their true self after rupturing an Achilles. Treylon Burks is making encouraging progress as of June 2nd. Burks believes that he is improving every day and is focused on developing all aspects of his game. Jim Wyatt of the Tennessee Titans official site reports. So that is a good sign. People were a little worried when reports were coming out that he couldn't finish practices because of his conditioning. So this is good to see. John Mechie's knee recovery is ahead of schedule as of June 2nd. He has beat the normal timetables for a player recovering from a torn ligament. Brooks Cabuena of Houston Chronicles reports. Kareem Hunt, they say, still has a role. Adam Thielen is back on the field after a season-ending ankle injury. Tua is looking good in practice. DeAndre Swift has bulked up. He has added a lot of muscle. If you have seen pictures of him recently, dude is swole. Holy smokes, he is swole. That's really the main news that's going on. Nothing to really overreact to, but things to keep in mind, stay updated on, just as we're heading into a little closer to the NFL season. But there are a few players that I really wanted to touch on. A few players that have made a lot of TikToks about recently. Travis Etienne. Everyone saw it coming. Travis Etienne, guys. Let's talk a little bit about him. I am so close to just making him officially profit approved. We gotta wait a little longer. I usually do profit approved end of July, but Travis Etienne is currently, his ADP is early fifth round, 504. Travis Etienne was drafted in the first round by the Jacksonville Jaguars to be their RB1. He was drafted because Kadarius Toney was the player the Jaguars want. The Giants stole Kadarius Toney, and the Jacksonville Jaguars saw Travis Etienne as a comparable player. This means the Jaguars want to use Travis Etienne as a pass catcher along with a running back. So initially, I would have expected him to have a large role as a pass catcher and share the backfield with James Robinson. After James Robinson ruptured his Achilles at the end of last season, I now believe Travis Etienne will command the bulk, the lion's share of the Jacksonville Jaguars' backfield workload. But I still believe he'll be heavily involved as a pass catcher given his history with Trevor Lawrence. Travis Etienne is going in the fifth round. I expect this ADP to rise into the fourth round by time really most people are drafting. Fourth round is still a good price for Travis Etienne, someone who I believe can be a top 12 running back this season. I don't think it's crazy. The injury that ended his season last year, there has been a lot of success with players returning from that. It's not something like an ACL tear where the next year you're really worried about them re-aggravating things. It's not something like the Achilles that James Robinson has, where we've seen, you know, 50 running backs go down with it and never return to their elite status after. Travis Etienne has a clear shot to be the running back one and really wide receiver two on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Doug Peterson is a good coach. He really is. And I think Travis Etienne is criminally underrated right now. So please, 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 please draft Travis Etienne whenever you can. The earliest I would take him this year is third round, mid-third round. I don't think you'll have to do that. But fourth round, I think, is a great price for Etienne. And if you can get him in the fifth, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all I got to say. All right. The other main player that I really wanted to touch on, you all have seen my TikToks about him probably, Chris Olave. I am so high on Chris Olave as well. Chris Olave is my favorite rookie wide receiver. The situation is great, in my opinion. Every report is positive about Chris Olave. He's currently being drafted end of 8th round, early 9th round. I expect this to go up into end of 7th, mid 8th, by the time people are really drafting. Now, Chris Olave, people get worried about drafting wide receivers, rookie wide receivers, high. People were worried about, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, and he had as perfect as a situation as you could imagine. But we've seen in recent, really past 5 years, rookie wide receivers dominate. This whole idea that they need 3 years before, it's kind of old now. We are seeing rookies dominate year one. A lot of times it takes 6, 7, 8 weeks for them to really hit their stride. But in the 7th, 8th, 9th round, I don't care, because they're not drafted to be an instant starter on your team. But when you're looking at the draft position of Chris Olave, after him is Byron Pringle, Joshua Palmer, AJ Green. You know, before him, DJ Chark, Curtis Samuel, Corey Davis. He has so much more upside than any of those players I just named. He has the potential to be a top 15 wide receiver this season in PPR leagues. Why? Because Jameis Winston is a good quarterback when it comes to filling up the stat sheets. We've seen him support, I think it was Chris Godwin, wide receiver 2, and Mike Evans, wide receiver 5, at the same time for the majority of the season before the injury. We have seen him support high-end wide receiver production in fantasy football. Michael Thomas is the quote-unquote wide receiver 1. Jarvis Landry is the quote-unquote wide receiver 2. Then it's Chris Olave, but you also have to consider Alvin Kamara will take his fair share of volume through the passing game. So that is why Chris Olave's ADP is low, because you're going, oh gosh, you're, you know, four weapons ahead of him. But I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Michael Thomas has not played really in 2 years. This injury was not supposed to be that big of a deal. He refused to get the surgery. He messed it up. I do not believe Michael Thomas will be the same player that he was. All right, when he had that dominant wide receiver 1 season, I think those days are completely over for Michael Thomas. And it's sad. I don't like it, but he's 29, hasn't played in 2 years, and this injury sounds a lot worse than it should have been. I don't think Michael Thomas is really going to be that heavily involved in fantasy football. I don't think he will see the production of a wide receiver 1 on his team. I just don't. I don't think he's the same. And if he really were going to come back and be the same, I don't think they would have traded up 2 picks to draft specifically Chris Olave and then also gone out and signed Jarvis Landry. So every sign is pointing to Michael Thomas busting. Now we say, okay, so ahead of him is still Jarvis Landry. All right. You know, if that's the competition he has to beat out, I'm fine with it. I am fine with that, because Jarvis Landry hasn't really been productive in 3 years, since 2019. 2020, not a good season. 2021, an even worse season. In the past 5 seasons, he has 1 season eclipsing 1,000 yards. I don't think Jarvis Landry is going to be the wide receiver 1 on the Saints. Chris Olave is that guy. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not going to be immediate. He's not going to command all of the targets, but he will, by week 7 or 8, I think Chris Olave will really start showing that he is the wide receiver one and the wide receiver to own on the New Orleans Saints. I think the beginning of the season, it will be pretty evenly split, but I think once he really gets the playbook really worked in and he gets some action under his belt, I think he's going to be a really fantastic wide receiver in the National Football League. And at his current value, he is an absolute steal. Okay, those are really the two players that I really wanted to touch on. I have some other players I could talk about, but I really don't want to. I want to keep it short, concise, and give you my really what I think. Because a lot of times, especially this early in the season, you know, June, if I'm trying to do 10 players in podcast, some of it is a little BS'd, you know, me trying to come up with something to say. This is just, I've been driving to work every day, sitting on a forklift, and I can't stop thinking about these two players and how much you should draft them. So I needed to sit down and just get it out there, published. So there you have it. Also, fun fact, I bought an engagement ring today. So that's cool. So if you want to help me not go to the poorhouse, download PrizePicks using promo code. I'm joking. But if you do actually want to use PrizePicks, now is a fun time because we got the NBA finals going on. And I don't know, basketball is fun to put a little money on. Well, it's sometimes more fun than football because people can score so fast, especially Stephen Curry. Oh my gosh, that is fun to put over and under money on. So if you are going to do that, use that promo code PROFIT. And I actually, the next giveaway, I'm going to do it right before the season starts. It's another Josh Allen card. The last one was such a hit. People wanted it so bad that I got another, set me back a little bit. But it's a Josh Allen Beckett 9.5 graded Panini Select card. It's a fantastic card, and it can be yours. Just use promo code PROFIT on PrizePicks and make your first deposit today. But without further ado, thank you all so much for listening, and I will be back probably in a week or two with another podcast to help you all get prepared for the fantasy football season. All right, I will see you next time.